Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're doing a little different this week. It's gonna be half hentai and visual novels and half comics. So we're just gonna load you up with some hentai and visual novels, and this is the first one, Exchange. We're bringing it back. So let's go ahead and get started. That's enough for today. Well, if someone came home and found me like this, I don't know what I'd do. It's probably bad to do it too much, too. I guess I'll take a bath and go to bed. I might have reverted to my normal self by tomorrow. I guess I'll say that I already ate dinner and go to bed now. Without any further incidents, I go to bed. Asuka's here? It must be morning then. I wonder why she's not yelling at me for waking up late. Quickly, I jump out of bed. Just stay like that. Asuka? Asuka, can you hear me? I didn't know Takuya had another sister. No, it's me. Who? Me, Takuya. Eh? Well, why are you dressed like that? You pervert? Well, wait, listen to me, please. Why are you talking like that? Your voice sounds like a girl's. Knock it off. No, something happened to me yesterday in the chemistry room. Oh my god, please stay away from me. Asuka, please, you have to believe me. I got some weird chemical on me, and look at me now. If you're really Takuya, then prove it. Prove it? How? Yes, for example, tell me something only he could know. That's what they all say. Something only I could know? Let's see. I've got it. On the inside of your thigh, you've got a little mole. It's right here, and... Slap. That hurt. How do you know about that? Come on, we used to take baths together when we were kids. I wouldn't know about something like that. It's not like I can see anything down there, you know. Oh, that's right. Okay, here's another one. When you were 8, you asked for some underpants with little bears on them. Slap. Damn, she's beating me up left and right this morning. Just forget about that. Well, do you believe it's really me at least? Well, I guess I have no choice, but please put some clothes on. I throw on some trunks and a t-shirt. So tell me more about how this happened. How it happened isn't that important. I'm a woman now. Well, let's get you to a hospital. Where should we go? Someplace with a good gynecologist. Well, wait a minute. What will we say to them? They wouldn't believe us anyway. Even if they did, they'd insist on checking out my body. They'd probe every crevice, every crack. They'd want to peek inside the soft, wet folds of my most private place. That's how you talk when you turn into a woman. To a hospital, you'd be a good subject to do experiments on. People like Sato-san and your chemistry club would love it. Sato-san? I forgot about her. That'd be terrible. Well, if one person were examining you, it'd be one thing. But if there were many, it would really get out of hand. Ah, I just thought of something. What if Sato-san put that chemical up there for me to find on purpose? Why didn't I think of that earlier? On the other hand, there's no way she could have known I'd spill it on myself. If I hadn't messed up, this wouldn't have happened. It is something a devious person like her might think of, though. If that's the case, then she might know how to return me to normal. I can see her if I go to school. But you can't go dressed like that. You're right. What can I do? Well, for starters, why don't you tell your parents? And that's how I came to be a woman. See? I even have breasts! Takuya, I can't believe this happened to you. Even though you're not my natural son, I just... Dad, you've got a nosebleed. You're getting blood on your newspaper. After eating breakfast, I return to my room to change. What am I gonna do? I feel terrible. She found me. This is my stepsister, the daughter of my father's wife, Natsumi. The daughter of my father's wife. Doesn't that make her his sister? Well, yes, stepsister, the daughter of my... Well, you don't really have to do that. It could just be, this is my stepsister, Natsumi. Well, I think that the remake version actually changed the dialogue and made it a little bit better, clearer. So we might go through that. Natsumi, she's 23 and in a 4-year university. She's a bit of a shrew. A forceful girl can be pretty selfish sometimes. She likes to tease me, but there's usually nothing I can do to resist her. Natsumi, when did you... Oh no, she's gonna tease me in some horrible way, I could tell. She has an evil smile on her face. Not good. Why did this happen to me? Well, you're really cute, aren't you? Yeah! You look better as a woman, really, don't you agree? I'll call the school for you, so don't worry. This isn't the first time you've messed yourself up with chemicals, so they'll understand. What kind of fucking chemicals are they using? Also, you can wear my old school uniform so you won't stand out so badly. Come with me. But why is she being so nice to me? Come along. Oh, I still have a bad feeling about this, but I guess there's nothing I can do. Okay, let's see. Which would be good for you? I don't care, just a normal uniform. First of all, you have to put on some underpants. I think these would be great for you. With that, my stepsister hands me a pair of panties and a bra. They're black lace and very sexy. These are just too... You don't like them? You'll be able to see through the blouse. Oh, you're right. Oh, well, that wouldn't do, I guess. How about these? This time she hands me a normal pair of white panties and a bra. They don't look like something my sister would have worn in the past, though. They're much better. I put on the panties, but when I try to hook the bra behind me, I have trouble. Huh? This is pretty hard. What are you doing? Well, I've never put one of these on before. I guess you're right. I'd be surprised if you had. Here, I'll help you put it on. It's okay, it's okay. I guess I have to do what she says. Okay, do bonsai. Raise both arms above your head. That's right. You've got a nice body. I'm jealous. Why are you touching me like that? It's okay, we're just two girls having a conversation. That doesn't make me feel any more at ease or anything. We're quite similar, actually. Notice this hip line. Ah, don't touch me like that. It's okay, I just want to compare our bodies. This is a hard position to keep, so hurry up, will you? Okay, I'll hurry. I think this bra is too small for you. It's almost as if my breasts were smaller than yours. I'm trying to find out the... No? I don't know anything about that. Although she's got a point. Well, it's okay. We had so much fun last night, so I knew it. She thinks it's fun. You can't just put a bra on. What about here? Don't touch me there. You have to hold your breath and place it firmly in the cup of the bra, see? Oh, I see. Okay, that's it for the underwear. Now for the rest. Grinning happily, she starts to choose what I'll wear. How about this? It's a little bright, but I think it'll look good. Try it on. She puts some clothes on me, but it's not a school uniform. As she does, she keeps touching my body in sexual ways. Not bad. I don't like the way this part sticks out, though, and... Yeah! Did that feel good? I don't respond. It's good that you're not too tall. You can fit into a lot of my clothes. Well, isn't that nice that I'm so puny? Damn, she knows I'm sensitive about being short. I'm sorry, did I hurt your feelings? But you're a woman now, so it's just fine. Yes, no woman worries about being too short. That might be true, but I don't like it any more than I did before. Oh, I just remembered. Let's try this. With that, she dresses me in several different outfits, none of them related to my school's uniform. Let's try this one too. Damn, she's turning me into some kind of dress-up doll. She fools around with me so much that I end up running late for classes. By the time I realize it, Asuka's gonna head without me, of course. Being this late puts me into the morning rush hour. The bus is gonna be so crowded. Oh no, what if someone tries to touch me on the bus? It's not all that easy being a woman after all, I guess. Oh, here comes the bus. I knew it, it's crowded as hell. But if I don't ride this bus, I'll be late. Okay, here I go. Okay, I'm on the bus. I hope I'm not too late. It sure is crowded. I want to grab one of the handles, but I can't move near it. I guess there's nothing to do but stand here. Until yesterday, I was a man. Now I'm a woman. Fortunately, no one knows this by looking at me. I like it that way, of course. There are many students and salarymen on the bus. Plenty of high schoolers, too. I can see some people from my school among them. Buses that are this crowded give a much bumpier ride. Ouch! Someone stepped on my foot. The man who stepped on my foot is pretending he didn't do it. What a rude person. I mean, he could apologize. I just noticed that something has been poking me in the rear for the last few minutes. What could it be? Not some pervert trying to touch me. Whatever it is, it's quite hard. Girls from other schools are gossiping with each other without a moment's pause. It's good that they're enjoying the latest news, but they're being too loud. I look down and see a black attaché case. It's just a normal case that belongs to a salaryman. Every time the bus rocks, the case bumps into me. I'll try to see what the salary man is doing. Although it's still morning, the man seems like he's already tired. It's kind of sad. He's not noticing anything around him at all. I'm sure he's not hitting me with his case on purpose. Stare. He doesn't notice my glare at all. Could he be sleeping? Still, I'd like him to stop. I've got to just grin and bear it, I guess. He seems to be just staring at the advertisements on the inside of the bus. I don't think he's going to notice that his case is bumping into me unless I tell him. Endure. Endure. Kyun. The bus suddenly puts on the brakes. Huh? The attaché case has managed to slide between my thighs. I can't believe this. I try to move the case away, but more people are getting on the bus, making it even more crowded. I'm completely unable to move. Ah! The bus pulls away, picking up speed. But what can I do? The bus is so crowded, I'm totally unable to move the case. I try to move my hand towards the case, but I can't reach it. Squish! The bus moves suddenly, forcing the attaché case deeper into my crotch. Ah! With each movement of the bus, the case is pushed against my pussy. This is ridiculous. I've got to do something. But the crush of bodies around me is keeping me from doing anything about it. Even my own attempts to reach the case with my hand result only in stimulating my pussy even more. Still crushed by the massive bodies around me, I'm unable to reach the case. I can't move at all. A red light. The bus brakes, causing another jiggle and another wave of pleasure through my crotch. Ah! Ah! The bus moves again. Ah! The corner of the attaché case is touching my pussy now, right through my panties. The texture and feel of the letter is communicated throughout my body in a bizarre sensation. Ah! Ah! Damn, I shouldn't let my voice out like that. Just as I try to ignore the pleasure coursing through my body, the case moves again, sending new sexual energy through my legs and crotch. This is not good. Why does this have to happen to me? My already wet pussy continues to be stimulated by the corner of the attaché case. Like petals of a flower being forced open, my moist crotch is assaulted further and further. Ha! Hanging onto the hand strap to avoid falling, I continue to experience hot waves of sexual pleasure emanating from my pussy. The businessman holding the case still hasn't noticed anything strange at all. Slam! With each movement of the bus, the delicate folds of my pussy are forced open more. Ah! My panties were already wet enough to see through, creating a stain on the edge of the case. Someone, help me! Suddenly I realize someone has put a hand on my ass. Unable to turn around, I have no way of knowing who it is. Maybe it's someone who will help me? Before long, the hand moves from my ass and up to my breast. It's not a pervert, is it? The man's hand cups my right breast, massaging it strongly through my blouse. Why does someone have to start doing this just now? He must have noticed the situation with the case. Without pause, he continues to massage my breasts. Ah! Sometimes softly, sometimes firmly, with experienced hands, he continues. He's really turning me on. Why does it feel so good? As I endure his touching, I grab the strap harder and harder. In a few minutes, he takes his hand away from my breast. Good, maybe he's going to stop. Just then, the man's hand lifts my skirt and moves to caress my pussy. Ah! With soft fingers gently touching my pussy, at first he begins to stroke. As his fingers begin to touch me more firmly, the attaché case moves again, sending jolts of pleasure through me. Ah! Ah! Just as my vision begins to go white, the case falls away from my crotch. However, the man's hand remains, reaching below my belly button inside my panties. His other hand starts probing inside my blouse. The hand near my pussy slides past my panties, finding my well-moistened slit. Mmm! His finger finds my throbbing clitoris and begins stimulating it. Ah! Now he moves his finger over my clitoris in deft circular movements, stimulating harder and harder as the whiteness threatens to return. The finger inches forward. As it does, it finds the link pinkness of my slit and slides inside. Ah! Again and again, he moves his finger in and out of my pussy, making a soft sucking sound that's very erotic. No, someone's gonna hear me! As if totally ignoring my fear, his finger slides further into my pussy, stimulating my dark pink cave with more force than before. Ah! Ah! As the intense pleasure increases in the lower half of my body, I grip the strap harder, trying to resist what's coming, but it's gone too far. Moments later, my desire to resist has completely faded. Ah! Ah! It feels so good! clearly experienced, the man's fingers move slightly, so they're not only simulating my pussy, but my throbbing red clitoris as well. Ah, that's it! Yes! With each movement of his fingers over my clit, burning electricity flows through me, making me see white. Ah, it's too much! Too much! The man's finger keeps moving in and out of my pussy, making a sloshing sound. Ah! Finally clinging to the strap and still trying to keep my voice from escaping, I climax. Ha! Ah! The next thing I notice, the bus has stopped at my school and the man is gone. Well, I managed to get here one way or another. I sure am tired after all that's happened to me. Never would have thought something like that would happen to me on a bus. Man, that was an experience. First it was the attaché case. Before I knew what was happening, I was being handled roughly by that pervert. Massaged. Touched. Having a man's finger inside me, it was a shocking experience, that's for sure. And then I lost consciousness when I came. When did I become such a pervert? It must be something to do with that strange chemical. Or maybe all women are really this perverted. That doesn't sound very likely. Oh well, I guess I'll go to my first class now. On tired legs, I head for my first class. Ah! Asumi Sato is walking nearby. That's right, I better tell her what happened to me. She's looking at me with dubious eyes. Could you by any chance be Takiya Ihara? I knew it. You knew what? You're the one who made that strange chemical I spilled on myself, aren't you? Sato-san thinks for a bit, making a serious face. I see now. So that's how you got turned into a woman. Yes, of course. It's really very funny if you think about it. Funny? How can you say it's funny? You might not believe me, but all I did was find that chemical. I didn't make it or anything. I can't believe that. You're the only one I know who can make something as crazy as that stuff. No, I'm telling the truth. I didn't do anything except finding it. Really? Yes, I swear. What do you think I'm capable of anyway? Well, I guess making something like that weird chemical would have been a little beyond you. She is an odd person, but now that I think about it, I can't see her being as devious as this. Besides, if she did make that chemical, I'm sure she'd confess it to me now. I remember the time she made hair tonic and gave it to me, except it was really hair removal liquid. She fessed up to that. So it wasn't you? No, I'm afraid not. Well, I don't mind saying I respect the science that went into the creation of that potion. I'm sure you do. My anger is cooled, leaving me feeling empty inside. Now I'm worried. Will I ever be able to return to my normal self? Not bad. Before I realize, her hand reaches out for my right breast. But what are you... I wanted to know if they were real. Of course they are. They looked real, but I had to be sure. It's really incredible. You're even talking like a girl. It's amazing. I want to make some more of that chemical. Maybe we could do this and use some of that. Sato-san is saying something, but I can't follow what it is. What's she thinking? Maybe she's considering how to make more of that weird chemical. Oh, I forgot. I wanted her to change me back somehow. Sato-san, I really want to ask you something. What is it? I want you to make some kind of an antidote that would turn me back into a man. Hold on a sec, I'm thinking now. Please! And here, we can use that theory, but if the experiments aren't... She's really thinking about something serious, she's not even listening to me. Okay, I'm finished, I think I can help you. But really? Yes, but it'll take some time, but I think I can make more of the potion. Thank you! I've got to look into some things before I can make more of the chemical, though. Can you come by after classes today? Sure, of course! Okay, I'll see you after classes. Yes, I'll see you later. Thank you. She leaves, still talking to herself about calculations and experiments. That's good, so I can return to normal after all. Asumi Sato is a bit odd, but she's also a genius, so I'm sure she'll be able to help me. Well, I've got to get to my first class. I haven't considered this before, but how do I explain the change in me? I can't just blurt out that I've become a woman. Well, they do it now. I guess I can blame it on chemicals. It's happened to me before, so they might accept it. Well, that's all I can tell them anyway. Ihara, you're here? That voice, it's... I knew it! Ah, good morning! This is one of my favorite professors here, Mr. Miyamura. He's in charge of the art department, but he doesn't have much knowledge in that area. Being a nice guy, he's popular with students, especially girls. He looks me over from top to bottom. Good morning, sir! Well, you certainly have become a woman. When I got the call from your sister, I was quite surprised. However, now that I see you, you don't look all that strange. In fact, you look fine this way. I don't want to be told that. Oh, I'm sorry. This must be very hard on you. No, I'm doing okay. Well, can you return to normal? Yes, Asumi Sato thinks she knows a way for me to return. That's good. Well, it's probably a good experience for you to turn into a woman for a little while anyway. Do you think so? He suddenly moves his face close to mine and says in a soft voice, I'd make sure to spend plenty of time checking things out down there since you won't get another chance to view it all from the same angle later. He finished speaking, then winked. Yes, that's true, sir. I smile in embarrassment. What he's saying is correct, but it just makes me feel odd. Just don't tell anyone I told you, or what I told you. Well, since you might feel funny going into the class like that, you can walk in with me. Okay. I'm glad, actually. And that's how Iharakun turned into a woman. Mr. Miyamura explains to the other students in the class what happened to me. They're staring at me, full of curiosity. I feel like a transfer student or something meeting everyone for the first time. Everyone's staring my way. It seems they've accepted Mr. Miyamura's explanation. People are used to me messing myself up with chemical accidents. He looks pretty good as a woman, don't you all think? Damn, he's saying it again. So for the time being, I want you all to treat Ihara like a woman. There's some shock at this, especially from the other female students. Mr. Miyamura smiles as if he was expecting their reaction. Excuse me. As if he what? Oh. Oof. I said it right the first time. Of course, we don't expect him to use the women's room. We'll let him use the teacher's bathroom instead. That's fine with all of you, isn't it? Seems like it is. But now it also seems like some of the guys are a little miffed. Well, that's my announcement. Let's get started for the day. People around me keep staring throughout the first class. Sitting in an open class, I hear a familiar voice behind me. Takia-chan! What is it? What's wrong? I don't like you calling me that. But you're a woman now, so I have to use Chan with your name, right? Well, I don't like the way you said it, your tone. Ah, come on, I'm just having some fun. Besides, you're a girl now, so it's normal. Well, I guess. So what do you want? Oh, nothing. I just wanted to see you up close. You know, even your voice sounds like a girl's. Really? It's weird, I know. No, it's not weird. It's just hard to get used to since I knew you from before. But I like Takia much more this way. I look at her with a questioning gaze, and she continues. I mean, you're much cuter like this. Get cuter? I've been called many things in my life, but cute is not one of them. Sure, when you were a man, there wasn't really anything special about you, but now, yes, she's right. Well, that's... And besides, the girl reaches her hand out for me slowly and touches my right breast. Kya! Oh, you're really big, aren't you? I'm kind of jealous. Do girls do things like this all the time to each other? Really? Let me see. He starts to reach out for my breast slowly. Men aren't allowed to touch. She slaps his hand away. It's okay if I touch. I mean, he really is a man inside there after all. Right, Takia-chan? Wow, that's fucked up. Well, that's... Even if he's originally a man, he's a woman now. I look around. To my surprise, all the students have gathered around us. Our conversation has captured their interest, to say the very least. And that's pretty much how my first day in school as a woman goes. My classes continue on from there. But along the way, I start feeling nervous. What should I do? I've got PE next, too. Everyone would be going there soon. I should go, I know. But this is really painful. What could be the matter with me? I don't want them to think I'm lazy now that I'm a woman. On the other hand, it's not like I can put my finger on what hurts exactly. I just feel sick. I hate to have to do sports when I'm feeling like this. I guess I'll get the sports teacher to let me take the day off. I better go see Mr. Tirada, but he doesn't like me. He'll probably think I'm lying to get out of PE. Maybe I'll talk to Mr. Miyamura instead. Or I could ask the school nurse, Nurse Matsunaga. She likes me. What should I do? It seems like a good place to stop, right? And we'll get back with it next month, alright? And we'll continue, because this is really interesting and weird. I have to talk like a girl almost, which is bizarre. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grim Sentai Corner with Exchange. We'll see you next time with more.